I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela marks day six of a nationwide power outage. The Guri hydropower plant went down on Thursday, plunging 80% of the country into darkness. Steve Shantz with Transworld Radio tells us.
It's heart-wrenching, really, when you think about an entire country and all the people involved in this crisis. If the government is unable to restart the turbines, then I can see that this crisis is going to go on for some time. That takes very critical engineering skills, and the reports are that there has been a brain drain and many of those people are gone.
Daily life is hard, but TWR staff keeps producing Christ-centered content thanks to a generator installed during the last round of power outages. Would you ask the Lord to intervene in Venezuela? And last year, the UN reported that the number of refugee children out of school increased by 500,000. 10 Schools International is working through their coin drive project to make education more accessible in refugee camps. 10 Schools' Rawan Haddad says,
anyone can do coin drive. It's schools, church, offices, organization, and they can take place anywhere in the United States. And this is to help displaced children in Middle East. The relief that is needed most in refugee camps today is education. Together, we can share Jesus' love with these displaced children by providing safe, compassionate learning environments.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org on Ukraine.